South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the AI podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and today we're diving into a topic that's been on everyone's radar, especially with all the buzz around labor shortages and automation. So you might have heard about this from various news outlets, but labor shortages are still a big driver for growth in automation firms. One standout example is Grey Matter, which is really pushing the envelope in this space. Let's break it down. Okay, so first off, why are we still talking about labor shortages in 2024? Well, it turns out that a combination of factors like demographic shifts, post-pandemic recovery issues, and changing job market dynamics have all contributed to this ongoing problem. As a result, many companies are turning to automation to fill in the gaps. For instance, in the food and beverage industry, automation is becoming a crucial solution. Companies are investing heavily in robotics to maintain their production lines despite the lack of human workers. This is not just about keeping up with demand, but also meeting new safety requirements. One of the coolest developments in this area is the rise of collaborative robots, or cobots. These robots are designed to work alongside human workers, handling tasks that are repetitive, dangerous, or just plain boring. Cobots can work 24/7 without breaks, which is like a huge advantage for companies facing fluctuating employment levels. They're easy to program and can safely interact with humans, which makes them perfect for industries like food and beverage. Grey Matter is a company that's really at the forefront of this movement. They've developed advanced cobots that can do everything from packaging to sorting, all while working safely next to human employees. This not only boosts productivity, but also allows human workers to focus on more rewarding and creative tasks. Another big player in this space is ABB, which has created a cobot named Swifty. This guy's crazy. He can move his arm at up to 15 feet per second while carrying a load of about 10 pounds. It's perfect for smaller companies that need affordable automation solutions. The demand for such collaborative robots is expected to grow by 17% per year, which is like almost double the rate for conventional robots. Now, you might be wondering if robots are taking jobs away from humans. Interestingly, the data suggests otherwise. Companies that adopt automation tend to become more productive, which actually leads to more hiring. The idea is that robots take over the dirty and dull jobs, freeing up human workers for more complex and fulfilling tasks. Okay, so now let's talk a bit about the role of artificial intelligence in all of this. AI is adding tremendous value to automation by enabling robots to learn from data and optimize their tasks in real time. This is so bizarre. This not only increases efficiency, but also enhances safety and predictability in the workplace. AI-powered robots can also adapt to new tasks quickly, which is crucial in environments where labor shortages are unpredictable. To wrap things up, the ongoing labor shortages are a major catalyst for growth in the automation sector. Companies are investing in robotics and AI to not only maintain productivity, but also to innovate and stay competitive. As we continue to navigate these challenges, it's clear that automation will play an increasingly vital role in our economy. That's all for today's episode of the AI podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. And don't forget to tune in next time for more insights into the fascinating world of AI and automation. Until then, keep questioning and keep exploring. I hope you found this episode enlightening. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover, feel free to reach out. Catch you next time.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.